Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be of a glorious praise unto you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we go through life, every now and then we have those life-altering moments. Something out of the ordinary happens to us and changes the course of our lives. We're no longer the same. We see the world in a brand new way. Everything is different. Nothing is the same. And we've all been there. I remember when Janet took over the position of clerk of presbytery for the Lindsay Peterborough Presbytery. Nervous at the beginning, but following God's call, she took on an awesome role and doing a tremendous job. As we think about those life-defining, life-changing moments, we find some common elements among them. For instance, often in life-changing moments, there is the experience of the holy. There is an encounter with the divine, such as the way it was with the prophet Isaiah. The situation which precipitated Isaiah's life-changing encounter was the death of King Uzziah. As I thought about Isaiah and the death of the king, I remembered back in my early years as a teenager. I came into the house to find everybody in a state of combined mourning, in a state of disbelief. The President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, had just been assassinated. The whole country would enter a state of mourning. And that would carry on for several days. The death of the king led Isaiah to the temple. The inclination to go to church when some crisis shakes our lives is as old as religion itself. In our lifetime, I remember that September morning of 9/11, when those jets took out the towers in New York City. The following Sunday, record attendance was recorded in church after church. There in the temple, Isaiah had an encounter with the Holy. The vision of God's Spirit hovering over the Ark of the Covenant. It was a vision that would forever change his life. It would be a vision that would affect the future of world religion. If truth be told, most of the time we may be rocking along through life, enjoying it one day at a time, totally insensitive to God and God's working in our lives. Then something may happen that causes us to experience God, to know Him in a closer way. It could be the loss of a job, a sudden illness, a near-death experience, the birth of a child. Then all of a sudden it seems that God's Spirit, for the first time ever, or at least in a new and different way, has broken through into our world. It seems that God is speaking to us, trying to tell us something. Some of us can recite a day and time when we had such a life-changing moment, feeling that we are in the direct presence of the Holy can be an awesome thing. So without doubt, we are humbled by such an experience. When I see and realize that he was in the direct presence of the Almighty, he said, "Woe is me, for I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell with people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." The depth of our shortcomings really begins to haunt us when we feel ourselves in the presence of the divine. It's sort of like the feeling you get when you're driving down an 80 kilometer road at 120 kilometers per hour. And you look in the rearview mirror and you see those blue and red lights flashing behind you. Not that any of you have. Not that you have experienced this. But we can imagine what it might be like, can't we? It is a haunting feeling to recognize our guilt in the presence of authority or that which is holy. Often there is a sense of being called to service, but the call is a matter of worthiness. And so often we wonder, are we worthy? God's call will often come in the most unlikely ways, and he chooses, in our opinion, the most unlikely candidates. Rough fishermen, cheating tax collectors, and then there's us. And from Romans chapter 8, verse 12, "Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature, but to us, to serve God." People are not called because they are the best looking, most talented, or great by human standards. And oft times people will hear a call when they're going about their daily routines. The church today will continue to grow as long as we have disciples who will say, "Here I am, Lord. I leave it in your hands to empower me to be a disciple in ministering to the needs of our community, to our world, to our church. What do you want me to do, Lord? Perhaps I would teach Sunday school, sing in the choir, serve on the board of managers, lead or attend a Bible study, join the ladies group, help at a dinner, serve on a committee. Here I am, Lord." I will invite my friends and neighbors to worship. Here I am, Lord. I would do what needs to be done around the church building. I would do whatever I can do to building up of the Church of Jesus Christ. Here I am, Lord. We have all heard the old saying, "You have made a believer out of me." That is exactly what Christ longs to do. Make believers out of all people, using us as his hands, his feet, and his voice. There is nothing more exciting than being a working disciple of Jesus Christ, serving in his name. When there is so much need in the world, so many searching and lost souls, how can we do less than to offer ourselves in some small way in willing and obedient service to the name of Jesus Christ. May we have the grace to say, "Here I am, Lord. I will follow. I will serve." Let us pray. Almighty God, so often we feel not worthy. So often we hear the call, O Lord, and we ignore it. Help us on this day and this day forward to answer, "Here I am, Lord. I will serve." In Jesus' name, amen.